it's not over until I win.
Hi, everybody. It's Tony and Tempest. We're live at the Les Brown Institute Fall Certification Event in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wish you were here.
That's right, guys. We sure wish you were here, but here's what you can do. You can go to Les Brown Institute on your Facebook pages, or you can go to lesbrowninstitute.com on your favorite browser, and you can find out how to join the Les Brown Institute. Don't worry if you couldn't write that down. This information will be included in the show notes. This weekend, I'm going to interview many of the world's top motivational speakers. You'll hear from Les Brown, you'll hear from his top staff, and you'll hear from his CEO, Matt Wannen himself. It's incredible. This is just behind the scenes at the Les Brown Institute. Let's have some fun. Share this. These people are amazing.
All right, guys, welcome to Brick by Brick. I have a wonderful guy in front of me. His name is Christian. I'm going to let him introduce himself first, and then I'll finish telling you the rest about him through him. But welcome to the Brick by Brick podcast. Les Brown certification in October. We are here. We are live. I'm going to keep sending you interviews, but this is the first. So without further ado, let Christian introduce himself unto you.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thank you for listening to this wonderful podcast. My name, well, as I said, Chris, I'm from Germany, but currently living for 25 years now in Spain. Got a lot of experience there working in the industry of hotels and restaurants, and I'm very happy and very grateful to be here today at the Les Certification, where I can actually gain the rest of experience I need to launch my new workshops over there in Spain. Of course, for all sort of ambiences, and I'm happy to introduce my new workshop actually on the 13th of January in Denia at the Marriott. Hopefully I can say that and share that with you.
Oh yeah.
And it's all about understanding the situations in between the different departments, like for example kitchen and service crafts, how they interact in between each other, and the behaviors and stuff like that. It's amazing, the psychology behind all that. And Les Brown, the wonderful team and the members here, they showed me and they explained to me how to raise all these grateful and I have no words actually. Unbelievable this is here. They helped me so much and I'm so grateful. And I gotta get the word back to you now.
Okay, that'll work. Let's do this in a very awesome way. What I want for you guys to do, he's gonna give his information. I want all of you, the hundreds of thousands of you, to go out and not only follow him, but I'm gonna put it in show notes so you can actually click if you can't type and listen at the same time. So tell us how we can reach you, and then we'll tell them why they should be reaching you.
All right, perfect. So you can contact me, you can reach me through Facebook, Instagram, through Vimeo, and also as well, of course, my phone. I'm very open for that. You can call me, you can text me, you can do whatever you need to do. If you want to contact me, I'll be there for you.
Yeah, you're like 100,000 people calling and texting you. You ready for that?
Well, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
So give me your phone number then.
I mean, if you need something, I have to answer you, even if it's by WhatsApp or if it's by Facebook message, whatever it is. So you can watch and look me up on the internet of looking for Chris Weiss. And Facebook, Instagram, and so on. And also, if you want to call me or text me or WhatsApp, which I prefer as well, would be 0034, so +34 622 266 708.
All right. So if you didn't get that as fast enough, don't worry about it. Just look at the show notes, and you will see that phone number and the country code or service code. That is a country code, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's okay. That's +34
and +34.
Also, of course, my email address, chris@chris-weiss, which is my last name, .com.
All right, now if you guys don't know how to do country code because you're in America and you're spoiled, That's okay. Just hold the zero on your phone, and it will eventually put you to a plus, and that's how you put in the country code. You got to be careful when you're talking to folks. This is an international podcast. We reach about, well, for sure, we reach over 70 countries and over 60 different languages, and sometimes I have to teach us spoiled folk how to call other countries. Okay. Now, also, if you do you have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
All right. So he has an iPhone. So listen, all you iPhone users, you are more than welcome to message him, because it won't even go against your data plan, because it will either be iMessage or iPhone. How's that sound?
Exactly. That's the best thing ever.
All right. Best thing ever. So let's get down to this interview. And let's see if me and you can work some things out. So before I tell them my agenda, help me tell them a little bit about you. Here's what I mean. Why should these people on this podcast care about what you're doing? Okay? Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm actually a normal guy. Okay, been raised like everybody else with normal conditions, but what I mostly like to do in life is treating with people. And I found out at a very early stage in my life, and it is amazing the results I gained in just changing a few habits. And I'm just gonna put a little example, okay? I found out that I want something from somebody, I don't tell him to do so. I ask him in a nice way and I get different results. And in certain situations in life, which can be very harsh, let's say like this, okay, because life, what is life? 10% of what life gives you and 90% how you deal with it. So, but not everybody can deal with the situations as maybe you and I or anybody who's listening right now. So I found a few techniques through seminars, webinars, just like you, with Les Brown, with other people, you know, like listening, thinking a little bit deeper, and putting them into practice. And through those systems, I'm just gonna call them systems, you can actually reach so much in your life. Doesn't matter if it's coming out of a depression, doesn't matter if it is being a better leader, doesn't matter what it is. Just through the art of communication, you can get much more and in a much more like productive way. It's more efficient if you use some techniques in life which are very simple, you know, and I don't know, it's like...
No, it makes sense.
I understand, and my experience in life is that the art of communication is such a productive instrument. It's such a good and great tool that you can use. Look, for example, a communication, okay? Before a communication happens, the human being has an emotional and sentimental status. After the communication, which is like a hit, it's an impact, it's either better or worse, but it's never the same. So if you can, as a speaker, coach, just friend, family, whatever, you know, have a communication with someone, you can always have the opportunity to make the other person, to leave him with a better feeling. That can be like a hello, a smile, how are you doing, you know, a deeper conversation, what we are doing right now, for example. You know, and if you can achieve that with every single one that you come across with during your day, it's like getting high.
Wow.
It's like getting high. Because, well, for example, from time to time I work on cruise ships. I was a guest host cruise director. And, you know, the crew is not allowed to go on public spaces all the time. You know, so we have like a highway or deck on deck 3. So we can go from staircase A to staircase C in order to not interrupt the guests. So I work together with 1,000 people. From 45 different nationalities, okay? And different cultures, religions, and so on. And I learned that there's only one thing that is the same in all of them, which is a smile.
Wow.
All right? So when I start my day in the morning, I go to the cafeteria, which is at the end of where I actually have my cabin. I pass many crew members from all over the world, all right? And the first thing I've done is say hello to everyone. Good morning, how you doing? Hey, hello. German, Spanish, English, whatever it is, and in whatever language they showed me before. So what happened? Every time when I met someone, I gave him a smile, and I became a smile back. So what happens? At the end of the highway, when I reached the cafeteria, I didn't need any coffee anymore. Mm. I was so high, I was so pushed, so thrilled, because they made my day, and I made their day, you know? And that's some things you actually learn, like, on cruise ships. It's something that I want to pass on to the people who I do the workshops with.
because through a few techniques, you can actually realize that much easily, you know, and without going on to a six-month contract on the cruise ship. I can actually teach you that by a few examples that I normally do with people. And once the people understand those situations, those ways of dealing with the situation just a little bit different, then they actually, they have so good results after that. Doesn't matter if it's love life, if it's partnership, friends, family, business-wise, doesn't matter. People are getting more respected because they are more open, they're more balanced, they don't react harsh anymore, they understand the other people, you know, a little bit more empathy, sympathy, and, you know, the art of communication.
Obviously, you guys are in love with him now. Let's see if we can ask him a few more questions. Now, you guys don't know it, but let me describe this young man to you. Not only does he have the most awesome boots on and the khakis and the jacket, but he's a pretty attractive man, okay? So let's tell them, so they may not believe me. They may not believe that you are. Now, do you have one of those significant others? Do you have someone? No.
Actually, no.
Actually, no? You're single. Actually, no. Oh, I got to sell you. I have to sell him. Okay, so he's single. Okay, so you guys can't see it, but if I was writing a book, I would tell you that he has on classic dominant black shoes. I would say that his pants are well-fitted in ivory color. I would tell you that he has on a professional jacket and a white-collar shirt, and he himself has on a mustache with a beard and goatee that makes him look like a movie star. This is what I would tell you. But let him give you his information so you can go find out yourself. So let's just break it down. Facebook, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, and you can find me under Chris Weiss. Because I live in Denia, for most of the people, it's easier to just put Chris Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, Denia. It's not that it's my name, but it's very easy to find. As well, on my email, chris@chris-weiss.com, and also launching my new website in 2 weeks. So you can also contact me, have a look on my Facebook page, on my Instagram account if you want. It's the same, Chris Weiss. And yeah, get in contact with me whenever you need anything. I'll be there. I can speak and make the workshops in German, Spanish, and English fluently.
Okay. So let's do this here. Now let's get serious. We had some fun. You are out here helping people. You're in Florida, USA. You're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, USA. You're helping people. I'm interviewing you live right now. You've made a great impression with so many people, from W.K. Jones, the absolute greatest motivational speaker here right now, that's for sure, to many other people. You've made an impression on Les Brown himself. But let me ask you a question. Why are you so passionate about helping people?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Why am I passionate about helping people? I mean, isn't that like what everybody should do? I mean, if you have the ability and the ways how to do so, why wouldn't you? You know, and that's exactly what I want to do. I knew from the moment that I found out about how to help people in a more effective way, that is actually the best thing that you can do. It's such a fulfillment. I mean, at the end of the day, you need to like and love what you do. And I figured out way before that a normal 8-hour job the day for, I don't know, all my life. No, that was nothing for me. That's why actually when I was 19 years old, I started my own company and I didn't even know how to make a bill. I was so driven. I wanted it. So I started my own company when I was 19 and I didn't even know how to make a bill. That's how I started my businesses in life. I failed my way through where I am right now. And that's actually what I want to do. And I want to help people, you know, like when they get into struggle, whatever it is they're going through, I want to help them, you know, because for myself, I had very bad experience in my life too. I went through a big burnout. I went through a long depression. My ex-partner, well, we went through an abortion situation. And, you know, it's when you have those moments, it seems like impossible to ever get out. And that's when actually very important people in my life came to me and said the right words in the right way. you know, like Les Brown, Muhammad Ali, Will Smith, Steve Jobs, close friends and family, you know, they were all there and said the right words in the right way. And suddenly, the life what I was living, you know, wasn't really necessary, and it was not the reality I needed. So they showed me how to, you know, reach out for the positive, let the negative go. And for so long, you know, I was struggling and struggling, and until I actually met those people and hear what they had to say, I was in hell. And nothing seemed, it just seemed impossible to ever get out. And I know that people are going through rough times because it's just a thing called life, and sooner or later everybody does, you know. So so in the end, it's just a matter of who you are. You want to help the people or not, and just go for it. And that's the most important thing you can do. And sometimes in life, you know, and I learned that too, you have to get knocked down lower than you ever been, so in order so you can stand up taller than you ever were. You know, and also something very important that I learned is that smooth seas never made a sail scale, man. So you have to go through struggle.
Hey, we got Mel. Wait a minute. We got Matt Wanen, the CEO of the Les Brown Institute. Oh, man. Here. Come on, Matt. What's going on? I'm doing good. No, you didn't interrupt. You're the famous guy. Yeah, no. Well, Chris is one of the guys, and now we have the CEO of the Les Brown Institute. This is the mobile studio. We're using it. So how about you, if you don't mind, tell us about the Les Brown Institute and why they should be here joining the Les Brown Institute, because you're part of the Les Brown Institute, right, Chris?
Of course, of course.
Why did you join the Les Brown?
I joined it in January.
January, yes. And from Spain.
Exactly.
So the Les Brown Institute is worldwide.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. So now that we have the CEO here, how about you just go ahead and just hold this microphone and tell them why they should join right now?
The Les Brown Institute is, without question, the best speaking, coaching, and training company on the planet.
No doubt.
And we are worldwide. And we have members here this weekend. We have members here from all over the world. Romania, India, Spain, Germany, they're coming from all over the world. It's just going to be an incredible weekend. It's 3 days, actually 4 days, of intense training with Mr. Les Brown, the greatest speaker on the planet.
Amen.
Ona Brown, the first family of motivation.
Yeah.
And, of course, the faculty and all of our team members. So if you ever had a desire to become a speaker, trainer, or coach, this is the team to join. It's worldwide, and it's growing like weeds.
Well, there it is. Okay, guys, listen. Well, I tell you what, we've got Chris and we've got Matt here. Now you know why you should definitely coach or speak with Chris. And while all of you, every episode, we put the Les Brown Institute in the show notes. We've been doing that for like 100 episodes by now. You see it. Join the Les Brown Institute. Talk to someone. All the information is in the show notes. Matt Wanen is the CEO. Les Brown is the god of motivational institute and speaking and anything else that I can't even think of. He's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. I don't have enough adjectives in my vocabulary to describe Mr. Les Brown. So thank you guys. We appreciate you. We won't even bore you anymore with this time. Chris, do you mind telling them how to reach you? If that's okay.
Oh, yeah,
tell them how to reach you one more time and then we're out of here. You close us out.
Sure. No problem. Thank you very much. So you can reach me over the Facebook page from Chris Weiss. Weiss, by the way, Weiss. Also, my email, chris@chris-weiss.com. So please reach out to me, whatever you need. Well, doesn't matter if it's in Spain or wherever you need me, I'm going to be there.
Cool. Pass the mic to Matt. Let him close it out, but they need to get to the Les Brown Institute as fast as possible.
LesBrownInstitute.com. And if you want to send me an email personally, you can send it to matt@lesbrowninstitute.com. And I'll just say this.
Yeah.
You know, we teach a lot about presentation skills, not just speaking and training. You have to have good presentation skills in life today, no matter what if you're a professional salesperson, no matter what you do for a living, you need presentation skills. So if you're interested in joining the Les Brown Institute, reach out to me personally. I'll personally get back to you.
All right. That's it, guys. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.